Later this month, Ray and Jan Swenson will sit down at the dinner table and give thanks for more than just a delicious turkey.
We'll celebrate our 50th anniversary Thanksgiving Day.
Ray and Jan met in college, had three kids, and now spoils six grandchildren.
Marriage just means a lot. It just doesn't. To put it into exact words, I guess, is kind of hard to do, too.
Ray is a retired evangelical preacher. Jan held down the home front while he traveled the Midwest. They feel marriage is primarily a religious institution meant to provide a stable environment in which to raise kids. They've seen a lot of moral changes over the last half decade, and now they say it's time to draw the line at tinkering with marriage. As Jan explains it, the proposed marriage amendment isn't aimed at discriminating against gay people.
I believe they can do in their heart what they're going to do, but the Bible does say that marriage is between a man and a woman, and until we have this taken care of in our Constitution, we have no provision to that this won't lead into other types of marriages or into the future having more problems with this situation.
Wisconsin law now defines marriage as being between a husband and wife. It's terminology that amendment supporters say could create a legal loophole. Jelaine Appling is with the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin and president of the group Vote Yes for Marriage. She points to a New Jersey State Supreme Court ruling last week that put the issue into the hands of that state's legislature.
Wisconsin understands, and our citizens understand, that without this amendment in place, we are one lawsuit and one judge's vote away from becoming another Massachusetts or Vermont or now New Jersey.
And we're coming right down to it. The devil's doing all this. We're convinced of this.
Ray Svensson says unmarried people of any sexual persuasion who want to live together can provide for each other legally and economically through avenues like wills and medical powers of attorney. He says he owes it to a younger generation to vote yes on Tuesday.
And how it will affect me directly at age 70, I don't know. But I know if it continues on, it will affect my grandkids.
Yeah, how so? Because if they chose to enter into a traditional marriage, then that would be their right to do so.
That's right. But the thing that is, they never stop. The gays never stop. They're going to push further. They're going to push something else. And pretty soon, they talk about minorities. Who is the minority right now? It's pretty soon going to be the straight people.
Polls have shown voters in Wisconsin are leaning in favor of passing the marriage amendment. If so, the state will join 19 others which have already written similar measures into their constitutions. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.